Facebook and follow me on Twitter. Hit me up on Facebook and follow me on Twitter.
Y'all like the sound of this, man.
Hit me up on Facebook and follow
me on
Twitter.
Y'all ready, man? The social network.
Hit me up on Facebook and follow me on. Hit me up on Facebook and follow me on Twitter.
We better see a whole bunch of followers after this.
Hit me up on Facebook and follow me on Twitter.
Ain't no excuse.
Welcome to a Kairos Moment podcast, saving you time with your social media marketing. And I'm your host, Sean Heineman. Today, we're going to discuss why should I return to your website? Now, think about this. You spend, $500 to $1,000 on getting this nice website design by Wix or WordPress or a blogger or whatever. You know, you spend this money and now, no one is coming to your website. All you hear is crickets. You can look at your statistics and you see that there's not a lot of traffic coming to your website. So now what happened? You spend all this money and now you're upset because you aren't getting any traffic. Yeah, you get a little SEO here and there, search engine optimization. That's how you're able to be found online through Google. And even now with Pinterest search engine is very powerful as well. And YouTube is the second largest search engine where people are looking for things, how to videos and stuff like that. And we'll address that as well. So how do you get people to your website? You spent this money on this website. So what do? Number one, this is the biggest mistake I see with small business owners and entrepreneurs and people that I've worked with. They don't blog, and what happens is you don't have any trackback links to your website because you haven't blogged anything, because you keep sharing the same things on your website over and over again, and it's the same stuff. There's nothing new. There's no fresh content on your website when you don't blog. You can also start a podcast, and you can also start a YouTube channel as well that you can add all these things onto your website to get people to come to your website. So what you can do is you can simply either hire you a content writer, or you can simply blog yourself. And again, this blog can be 500 words. And I'm assuming that since you're an expert in your field, that 500 words shouldn't take long for you to come up with to write a blog for. And how you get traffic to your website is having that content, having that blog, having that podcast, or the YouTube video, and you can share it on social media. Now, this is very, very practical steps that you can apply. So that way you're driving traffic back to your website once people click your link to your blog or your podcast, and that traffic goes back to your website. So that increases the chances of someone maybe buying your product or your service because you've created content around, say, your product or your service. And possibly people can buy from you just by creating content, because when they click and go back to your website, they're going to have that option to see your store or whatever you're promoting as well. But you want to give them that quality content. That's what you want to give them. So you can either simply do a blog, a podcast, and this is what I'm doing, right? Because this podcast is going to be on Kairos social website. This is content. I'm creating free content for our listeners so they can get used to hearing my voice and subscribing and listening to our podcast every week. And if you have like a product or a service that's very visual, maybe it's a board game, maybe it's a knitting service, maybe you do makeup, I don't know, when you're doing these video tutorials for your business, the visual aspect is going to help draw trust with you and your potential client and your potential customer. So those are three ways you can get people to come to your website. But when you don't have this content, it's the same thing over and over again because you don't have any fresh content. So your website end up getting lost in the mix because you're not updating your website regularly with content and you're not driving traffic there. So it's hard for people to find you online. So start getting into the process of content is king. And I know you've heard that numerous times, but it's true. And it's great content, not just average stuff. You really have to want to help your potential client or your potential customer with your blogging or your podcast or your YouTube videos. So you may be wanting to entertain or inspire or inform your potential customer through those three ways of blogging, podcasting, or doing a YouTube video. So you can do your website, but also remember that you're going to need that content to keep your website fresh. That's your Kairos moment from Sean Heineman, and you can go to our website at kairossocial.com, and you can also subscribe to our podcast as well, giving you 5 minutes of great content to get you on your way and help you with your social media marketing. Talk to you later.
Don't have a social media department for your business? At Kairos Social, we meet all your social media needs, giving your business an online presence. We offer services such as consultation, podcasting, web design, mobile, building your subscriber list. Call us for a free consultation, 602-334-3164.
Hit me up on Facebook and follow me on Twitter. Hit me up on Facebook and follow me on Twitter. Hit me up on Facebook and follow me on Twitter.